Zog de Gemara, daf kuf mem beis amid beis, three lines from the bottom. Taime de chazi leumtze. We just finished saying that Rava said that ano ilav de odom choshev ano sakina bayoyne lomali hachazi leumtze. That means I have a bayoyne, I have a shechted dove, a bird, but lemaise it's muktze because it's not edible pashtus. So I made it movable by placing a sakin on top of it, just like you have kikar v'tinuk. So he held, you can place a sakin. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? You can't just place l'chatchila kikam a sakin. It's only by shochach. You can't just do this l'chatchila. By kovod ha-meis, it's a special din. As kovod ha-meis, you can place it on a meis. So Rava answered that no. Be'etzem, I hold that the dove, the yoina is, eva yoina is edible. Because chazili l'umtza, I can eat it raw. I don't have to, I'm not picky in my dishes that I eat. It's raw to eat it raw, even if it's umtza, even if it's not salted. Because I'm not particular in what I eat, so mele it's chazi for me. So why am I putting the sakin? I'm only doing it because I'm an odom choshev. People might learn from me and they'll think that it's be'etzem mutter even by an issa. They won't know that I hold that it's umtza. So mele I made it in the oifen het. So now the Gemara says time the chazi l'umtza. The only reason why we're saying that it's not mukta is because be'etzem it's edible. Be'etzem it's roi. It's chazi l'umtza. However, holoi chazi l'umtza, if this raw meat is not edible to eat raw, then loy, then Rava would not allow you to carry it, to move it, even though be'etzem, if you hold like a shimon when it comes to mukta, this piece of meat is roy for a cat, because shitas of shimon is that even something in your cabinet, even things that are meant achilas odom, are not mekutza, are not mukta, are not removed from achilas behema. Zogt Rashi, it's edible by a cat, even something that you stelled avek, that you put away, that you're miyachet for an odom. Now, for the mere fact that we're saying that if it's loy chazil tzeloy, and we don't say that it's able to be fed to a cat, even though it's raw and you can't eat it, because the reason is, Dr. Rashi, the reason why we don't say it's not mekutza from a cat, because it is mukta from a cat. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say, Damrinon mukhal adam lahavim mukhal klovim. According to Rabbi Shimon, mukhal adam, even what's in your fridge, is be'etzem mukhal klovim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, mukhal adam is not mukhal klovim. So only because it's chazi l'umtza, it's not mukta. But halo chazi l'umtza, if it's not edible by you, then loy, then we say it's mukta. And we don't say that it's able to be fed to a dog or to a cat. Meaning, he holds like a Yehuda. Zog de Gemara, lememe de Rava k'Rabbi Yehuda svirelei. See, implying that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds of the zin mukta, and it's not roya l'klovim. V'omar Rava, Rava says clearly that he holds like Rabbi Shimon. V'omar Rava l'shamei, Rava told his shamish, tavali ba'avzo. I want you to roast for me a goose, v'shodi ma'ay l'shunra, and serve the innards. The innards are not edible for human consumption. Give it to a cat now. And this is talking about Yontif. And Yontif oichol nefesh is mutter. So you're allowed to be tzolalei, you're allowed to be tovin ba'avza, you're allowed to roast ba'avza, a goose. Now, at the onset of Yontif, the innards were not accessible at all. So they were bichlal not meant for animal feed. So we told him on Yontif that now I want you to be tovin ba'avza, and the me'ayim are not mukta because give them to a cat. If you hold of mukta, then you hold of noilad. So it would be also to feed the b'nei ma'ayim to a shunra, if you hold like a Yehuda. From the fact that he said, tovali ba'avze v'shodi ma'ayil shunra, is clearly that he holds like a Shimon. So if he holds like a Shimon, it's not a problem of noilad, even the b'nei ma'ayim. So why do we say, so back to the kasha, why does Rava say, it's only because it's chazil umtza, the bayoyne is not mukta, because I can eat it raw, but if it's not chazil umtza, it's mukta, and we don't say it's chazil l'shunra, and we don't say that it's chazil for a cat, or Michael Adam doesn't, is not mukham for Michael Mehema. So how did he say in this Maisa on Yontif of Tobli Ba'abza, Vishodi Mai Lashunga? We see clearly he holds like a Shimon. So Rashi says the reason why it's not Roy, Zog Rashi, Vishodi Mai Lashunga, Alma Metaltalu Mishum Shunga. You're only moving it because of the cat. This b'nei ma'ayim. Va'afakav de'idna l'chazi l'odom. L'maisa is not edible yet by human consumption. The lav orich aira l'mechla b'yontif. Meaning, it's called noilad because me'etmal was la'odem kaima. It's lav orch ara to eat this on yontif. So now me'etmal was only la'odem, and so now that you're telling it for a behemoth, it's the chayin noilad. because it's this Bnei Ma'ayim wasn't yet yesterday for animals at all. So it's not allowed. So he holds it up Shimon. And for the Gemara, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Hosom, Kevan de Masrach, since the innards are going to smell and spoil and rot, so Daite Alveme Etmoil. It's not the Pshat he holds of Reb Shimon and there's no problem of Noilad. It's not a problem of Noilad. My Das, I'm not Mekatsa myself. I'm ready thinking before it shechted that the innards of this, of the Ba'avza, of this goose, the innards, I'm going to Shtelavek and serve for it to a cat. So Memela, it's taken not Noilad. It's not Mekatsa Daitoi. And Le'oilim, he holds like a Yehuda. Zog Drashi. My das was for a cat for these innards. So it's not noilad bechal. It was muchel lebeimu from the onset. And le'olam rava holds like a Yehuda. He holds a muktza, and that's why it's only because chazal umtza. You can place a sakin on. But if the yoina would not be chazal umtza, then he would not say muchel le'odam ava muchel lebeimu. So we taka over here. The reason why he fed the innards of the avza, of the goose, to the cat, is because Dai Talvei, it's not Noilad. It's like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not Noilad over here. Now the Vort is because he knows that the innards are gonna be Masriach. So when Mela, I'm already, before Yontif, thinking about it, that it's Roy for a cat. Zog the Gemara continues a riot that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Hochanam Mistavre, the Rava Kabyuda Svirlei. Why? The Dorash Rava, Ishalai Tikonis, Lebesa Eitzim. Little man wood. A woman should not enter a warehouse to take out a piece of wood. Now, this is on Yontif. So even though on Yontif it's meant for firewood and Oichel Nefesh is mutter, but since she's using it in order to stir a pot, so it's not meant for what it's meant to be used. It's meant to be used for firewood and she wants to use it for stirring a pot. So Memela, that would be considered Medin Muktzah would be Osa. Not Mitzad, because it's being metalta something for something that it's not meant to be, for something that's not Oymed Ba. So that is good for a Tiltal of Muktzah. So Mela, we see, holds like a Yehuda. Isha Lai Tikonis Abesa Oitzo, Lita Men Ud, because it's Muktzah for that. And likewise, the Ud, and if you have this stick, this spoid that's made out of wood, that it's meant to stoke a fire. Shenishbar, now on Yontif, it cracked, so osala sikoi. You cannot be masik, you cannot use it as firewood on Yontif. Why? Lefishim asikin bekelim, ve masikin bishim bekelim, this is a mehilchas mukta. On Yontif, there's a din of noilat, meaning masikin bekelim, if you want to use firewood, you can use firewood, but you can never use shvarim, because shvarim, before it was broken, it was a different entity. If you have a mahogany table, now it becomes a shevakli, so this was never meant to be firewood. So, ey masikim b'shivay kelim, because of the din of noilad. So we see shmami no, we see clearly Rava holds of Rabbi Yehuda, that word that he holds of noilad, and he holds of mukta. And Rabbi Shimon Taka would be mati b'shivay kelim. But since Rava holds of Rabbi Yehuda, so it's only because of chazi l'umtza, only because the yoina was edible, otherwise Yutaka would say that it's taka a problem of mukta, and that which he fed the Bnei Ma'ayim, that was a different akuda, because that was Dai Talvei, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Tosfos Daf Chof Tes says a big yisoid, we're saying now that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Dai Talvei, even on the innards of this avza, of this goose. You can feed it to a cat. Zok Tosfos Daf Chof Tes, Dima Maschil, Ochlon Ei Masikim B'Garinein, that if you ate the fruit, you can use the garinim, the pits, for firewood, because it's noilad. It wasn't meant for firewood at the onset of Yontif. Zoktais is temelri, the perik noitel, this Gemara on Kufmem Beis, Kufmem Gimel, we say that Rava be'etzim holds like a Yehuda. And the reason why he able to feed the innards, kevin the misach dait alvei me'etmoil, Alma we see, kevin the dait me'etmoil, losi l'shunra, kishi yisrach l'mocha shori. So why can't the pit of a peach be used for firewood if it's Dai Talvei the day before that I'm going to use it for firewood? Afagav the chosmash le'isriach chazil adam, even though before it was isriach, it's meant for, not meant for animals, it's meant chazil adam. Mishum dechashiv kilu echin rebao yom l'shur, it's as if you prepped it for a cat. So why can't the pit of a fruit be likewise the garinim? Why is it ema sikin? My intent is to remove the garinim when I eat the tamarim, when I eat the dates. Lemochor, why is it more noilad than mayim, than the innards of a b'avza? The innards of a b'avza is not noilad because Dai Talvei. Why can't the pit of the garinim of tamarim also not be considered noilut for that reason. Zoktais is v'yesh loymar. The hosam ba'avza nishchem me'er yontif. They're talking about that the goose is already shechted before yontif. Ve'ein ame'ayim tzchichel avos. You do not need the innards for the goose. The goose is shechted already. He doesn't need its innards. Ve'chevin bo'id yoyim da'itel me'yas v'lishunro. Since already me bo'id yoyim, my intent, even before I removed it, I know it's going to spoil tomorrow. My intent is to serve this to a cat. Im yaschichu, so chshiva hachonim al yisra, that's a hachona, so it's not noilad. Aval hocho, gari'inim tzchichen le'oichel. The pits are necessary for the tamarim to remain ripe. You need the pit of the peach for the peach to remain ripe. V'chshiva ko'ichel atzmoy. So as long as you didn't eat it, it's like the food itself, because it's necessary to keep the fruit fresh. Atchi yoichel atmogim. L'kach chosh v'noilad. That's where the gari'inim are called noilad. V'loi mahani ma'ashe dayt aleim etmol. It's not going to help me dayt aleim. So it's saying a big aside. The whole dayt aleim is because it was takash shechted before yontif. So mele, the innards are not necessary for the avs anymore. And mele over here, you can say dayt alvei, because I know it's going to spoil tomorrow, even though it's not spoiled yet. Ma'ashe enkin gari'inim, which are necessary for the tomorrow. So it doesn't help me die talvei, and the garina matake ain masikin because of noilad. And that's what Tosfos over here on the top says. He says b'mayin in the sugya chavtes over here it's shori k'depirashti hosom, that it's taka different. The ba'avzo do not need the innards because it's already shechted before yontif. Zok the mishnah be'shamei oimri mavirin malashuch natzomus v'klipin. One is allowed to move, meaning zok drashi biyodayim. You're allowed to be mavir the atzomus. Atzomus the bones that are not roi even for a kelev, zok Rashi. Shkoshin shein roi in a kelev. So l'chor it's mukta, because this is like a shimon that doesn't hold a mukta. B'shamei oimri mavirin malashuchan atzomos v'klipin. You're allowed to remove the atzomos and the klipim, the shells of a goizim, because b'shamei does not hold a mukta, zok Rashi, meaning like a shimon. The Gemara is going to say soon, the b'shamei holds like a Yehuda, and the b'shil holds like a shimon, but right now the gear says, b'shamei say mavirin malashuchan, unedible, even not edible for animals. Why? Because of he doesn't hold a muksa. So Beishama Oimri Mavir Malashuchan Atzomos Veklipin. Ubeis Hillel, Beis Hillel holds like a Yehuda right now. Beis Hillel Oimrin that Mesalkin Mesalik is Atav Lekula Menaro. You can't directly move with your hands the Atzmos and the Klipin. You can only hold the Tavla, the tablecloth, the board, what's below the Atzmos and Klipin, and then shake it off and be Menar it off. Because directly to remove it would be also because of Rabbi Yehuda that you hold a muktza. Mashekin indirectly, because of the situation that you're in, so then you're allowed to shake it off and you misalik it. Now, Toysim Beyed Afbeis has a kasha, why is the tavla not bosses ledova osa? If the atzmos and klipin are muktza, so the tavla should be bosses dova osa. So Toysim gives numerous rutsim, the Rishonim give numerous rutsim. Toysim answers that the tavla is not bosses the dover osa, because you have on the tavla osa and mutter. We're talking about that you have other things that are mutter on there too. So mele you can shake it off, and that would be the echetim to that is mutter. Meaning we're talking about specifically where it's bosses the dover osa and dover mutter, and the dover mutter is mochoshev. Another Teretz Taisa says over there that it's not considered that you meniach the mukta on the bosses. Why? Because I'm not particular. I don't care where the atzomas and the klipin fall. So since I'm not particular, that should specifically go over here. So it can create that the table is a bosses for it, since I don't have an intent to be etzim be meniach it over here. It's a certain bosses. Bosses, if I want to use it as a base, if I'm not particular that it should be here and a punkt falls over here, that doesn't make it into a bosses of davosa. Another teretz brought down in the Rishonim Tosfos over there also says is that if your intent was to remove it during Shabbos and not to keep it on there the whole Shabbos, so that cannot create a teretz bosses on the atzmos and klipin, because it's only when you're meniach to remain, not bedai to litlam in the middle of Shabbos. Or other Rishonim say a little different. Since it was placed in the midst of Shabbos, it was in the middle of Shabbos that it was placed on, and you're planning to remove it, so vaita, that cannot make it into a bosses. Another teretz brought down in the Rashba and other Rishonim is that bosses only becomes osir when there's a certain chshivas to the thing that you're placing on. The dover osir has to be a dover choshev, somewhat of a chshivas that you're making this a bosses for the dover osir. But if the atzmos and klipim do not have any chshivas mitzar atzmom, so the tablet cannot become a bosses dover osir if they don't have any chshivas to them, so will not become bosses. Meaning muktzah they could be, but bosses they can't be. The same bosses, you need more than stam being muktzah. It has to be a bosses for the dover. It has to be somewhat of a chshivas to it to become bosses. Now, Tosfos argues in Rashi. Rashi said that the atzomas we're talking about are koshim, and they're not even royal klovim.
And that's because it's going like Reb Shimon. Fractasis, like a pair of shakuntas, like a pair of shakuntas that say that even koshin, and they're not roi l'achilas klovim, because since we're telling them like Reb Shimon, well, Reb Shimon needs at least that it should be roi l'machil behema. And if you're mavirin, then it has to be at least edible for animals. So it can't be that it's according to Reb Shimon and it's koshin. So this Lo'olam argues, and he says that it's no, it has to be that it's roi l'behema. And that's according to Reb Shimon, that machil behema is enough and it's not mukta. But it can't be that it's koshin, that it's not even roi l'klovim. So the Pnei Shuv is miyashiv Rashi, and you have to say, l'chayra, if it's a taina, so some say that it's a tov soifim in Rashi. The Ritva brings that Rashi, maybe it's a tov soifim, and it's not supposed to say, ain't a ruin lekelev, it's supposed to be roi lekelev. But upon him, Pnei Yeshua says, we see from the Sefer, the Mishnah, by Pirurin, that's specifically roi lekelev. Mashma deresh is takanat. So why allowed to move it? According to Reb Shimon, it's mukta. The Teretz is, Pnei Yeshua, you have to say that it's a graf shel rei. Certain times, even if it's not roi at all, it's not edible, even for klavim, but it's something that is disgusting, it's graf shel rei, so mele you can move it. Now, according to Beis Hillel that says, mesalik zatav lekula menara, so the Lashna Mishnah is, you mesalik it. Why you mesalik it? Why aren't you menar here exactly on the spot, bim koima? So the Raj B'taka says, because if it's a graf shel rei, so then very geshmak, why you mesalik it? Because you don't want the graf shel rei over here. So mele you'll have to be makbia and bring it somewhere else and then be menar, and then be menar it. Or you can say that it's talking about tzorch mekoymoy. So once you're moving something tzorch mekoymoy, you can move it away. It doesn't have to be over here. But al kaponim, we see in Beis Hillel that you menar it, and in not being soymech on the fact that you can take a graf sharei away. No, if you can do something al yedei a siluk of a tavla, you always try to do it through a way that entails less of a tilto. Then even though it might be an oifen that could be done mutter, like we saw before, the Rishonim said that when it comes to buses, you only rely on buses if you know other way out. Then you can rely on buses, but busadava osadava mutter. But without that, then you try to minimize the is of tiltul.
Zok the Mishnah weiter ma'avirin milifnei ashulchan pirurin pachas mikazayis. You're allowed to be mavir. I mean, you're allowed to remove off the table pirurin, even crumbs that are pochos mikazayis, crumbs of bread that are not roi lemaichel odom. So you're allowed to be mavir them pochos mikazayis. Zok Rashi pochos mikazayis. The kolshken kazayis can fash tamish maichel behema. Meaning, for sure, something that's maichel behema you can move away. So even pochos mikazayis you can also move away. V'seyar shel afunin, and likewise pods of different types of kidneys, which are called afunim, and likewise v'seyar adoshim, and likewise you can move the pods of kidneys called adoshim, lentils, meaning you have peas in a pod, you have these adoshim that are in a pod. Why could you move these, all these type of kidneys? Because mipnei shu maichel behema, because they are roi for achilas behema, so mele, they're not mukta. So the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is that Michael Behema is, even though it's not roi le'odom, it's Michael Behema. Koshken, if it has a kazayis, a piruin, even less than the kazayis, it's vices, it's Michael Behema. And these types of kidneys are also Michael Behema. Zog the Mishnah sfoig, if you have a sponge that you want to use to clean up and to wipe off a table, so im yesh lo'or beis achiza, if it has a handle made out of leather, so then you don't have to worry about the eseschita when you squeeze the sponge, when you use it to clean. So mekancheboy, you can clean off the table. Vim lav, if it doesn't have a handle where to put your fingers in, so then mekancheboy, because since you have to grab onto the sponge with your fingers, so you're going to be soichet with your fingers, Zogdashi. Zogdashi, mekancheboy, shekshe oizchoy, oichzoy, nischat bein etzba oisov. So it gets squeezed between your fingers. So you have to know, Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara is going to say that even if Shimon agrees that it's a psik reisha, and that's why it's going to be also, even if you hold up Shimon and Dovashen Miskavan as Mutter, it's a psik reisha, it's going to squeeze. According to the Aruch, it's shver because psik reisha lo nichale. I have no nichusa that the water should go between my fingers. I'm trying to clean the table, not benes by yourself. So it's a psik reisha lo nichale. So where's there any chusa over here that you have a psik reisha that Reb Shimon would agree? Yesh la'ayin, according to Reb Shimon, according to Aruch. And the Issa of Schita is Mefarek, which is told to the Dosh, and that's why it's awesome. Now, apparently, the Etzim sponge, if you have a handle, is not going to be Soichet, because otherwise, why is there no problem of Schita when it's a Beis Achiza? So some Rishonim want to say, the Ravid wants to say, that once it has a base achiza, so we don't look at it anymore as a sponge. Then we look at it, the Ravid in Shabbos Berek Chobez, Alokha Tezvov, in the Hasogas, so he says that once it has a base achiza, it's like a tzluchis mleo mayim. We look at it like a plate of water. So Mela, I'm being merik the mayim, I'm pouring out water. Once I have a handle, so then we look at it like I'm holding this plate of water, and we don't look at it as a maisa of dosh, of toldet adisha, of mefarik of schita. Zog the Mishnah v'chachomim oimrim, beinkach uveinkach, meaning, if it has a beis achiza, if it doesn't have a beis achiza, it's nittel, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, you're allowed to take it. So Zrashi says that you're allowed to take it kshu noguf, meaning when it's dry. So there's no chash of schita, and the reason why you're allowed to move it is because it's like any klish shemlach tele issa when it's tzach gufa tzach mekoymoi, you're allowed to do it. So tzach gufa tzach mekoymoi, benkach benkach, if it has a handle, if it doesn't have a handle, if it's nogu, if it's dry, you're allowed to move it. The einoi mekabel tuma, and likewise, it's not mekabel tuma because it's not a kliates, it's not a beged, it's not or a sak matechas akdrashi. Einoi mekabel tuma, the einoi kliates loy beged loy sak loy matechas, and or also the Torah says mashe enkein when it's made out of a sponge. So that's not one of the things that the Torah describes that's mekabel tuma. Zok the Gemara, meaning the Mishnah said that Beis Shammai says mavirin malashulchan that some is a klipin, which we said is a pshimin. And Beis Hillel says misalik satavlo, which is according to Rabbi Yehuda that he holds a muktzah. So merely after misalik the tavlo, you can't take the atzomas and klipin. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, onu ein lona le Beis Shammai Rabbi Yehuda Beis Hillel Rabbi Shimon. You have to mehapak the gersa. It's incorrect. Zok dashi ein soimchenamish haseinu kamoish yishnuyo. And the mechlevis yitasel. Beis Shammai is like a Yehuda, because you don't pass like Beis Shammai, you don't pass like a Yehuda. And Beis Hillel is like a Shimon. Beis Hillel is the one that says that mavirin malashulchan atzomz veklipin. And Beis Shammai is the one that says the mesalik zatavlo umenaro. Zok the gemara vayte mavirin milfnei hashulchan pirurin. Vesiel al Rabbi Yochanan dom Rabbi Yochanan pirurin sheim bem kzayis osa la'abed biya osa. La'abdon beyad. This is a writer of Yechon's din that you're not allowed to throw out pirurin. La'abdon beyad means stam to be zerik them, but rather you have to remove them in a mechubedik way. The Mishnah says meduktik. The Mishnah says mavirin malashulchan pirurin. It doesn't say zorkin. Mavirin. Mavirin is mashma. You have to that even pirurin shem b'kazayis. You're not allowed to be ma'abri b'yadayim. My desvika. So it's mesiel Rabbi Yechonon that you have to treat even pirurin in a mechovedik a proper way. So Drashi also labdem biyad midiktoni mavirin biyadayim v'loy zorik luhu. Tois says a kasha. Then if you look in the Reisha says mavirin malashulchan atzomas eklipin. Now over there it doesn't say zorkin either, and over there avada you're allowed to be zork atzmas eklipin. Over there is no din that pirurin that don't have a kazai is not allowed to be abed biyadayim. They're talking about atzmas and klipin. So Tois says the whole dig is taka incorrect. And you're allowed to be ma'abrit. Fakert. Zok the Gemara Vaitel, Seyo Shalafunim. It says in the Mishnah that the different type of kidneys, the pods, are Michael Behemi, you're allowed to be ma'abrit them. You're allowed to remove them. Zok the Gemara Mani, who is this like that there's no is of mukta? They're allowed to move it. Reb Shimoni, the Lesle mukta. This is according to Reb Shimon, the Lesle mukta, because according to Reb Yehuda, since at the onset of Shabbos, it was not Royal Michael Behemi yet. So maybe it would be considered no, it would be considered muktzah. Because at the onset of Shabbos, it was meant for Michael Adam. Just now that you ate it on Shabbos, it became Michael Behema. So it's like Noilad. So according to Reb Yehuda, it would be muktzah. So obviously, this is according to Reb Shimon. That doesn't hold of Noilad, doesn't hold of muktzah. In fact, the more Ema Sefer, the Sefer, the Mishnah, Guf is Mashma, not like Reb Shimon. Svoig, when you have the sponge, Im Yesha Beis Achiza, if it has a Beis Achiza, so then Mekanchen Boy, then you're allowed to be Mekanech the Shulchan. Vim Lav, Im Mekanchen Boy, that's clearly also on Reb Yehuda. Why? Doma Dovash and Miskaven is also. Because according to Reb Shimon, your intent is not to be Soichet. So Melo, the fact that it says that Svoig has to have a Beis Achiza is according to Reb Yehuda. That without a Beis Achiza, it's also because it's Eidem Miskaven. According to Reb Shimon, Eidem Miskaven is Mutter. So the Reish is Reb Shimon and the Sefer is Reb Yehuda. And to the Gemara, no.
By the sponge, Reb Shimon, it's going to Reb Shimon, and Miskaven is Loilam Mutter, but not by Psik Reish. Over here, Reb Shimon agrees. Since it's a Vadai that it's going to be Seichet, it's a Vadai told to the Dash, so Mela, it has to have a base Achiz Adavka, so Mela, otherwise it would be also even according to Reb Shimon. So Loilam, the Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, less than Mukta, and that's why the Sharvitim are you allowed to be moved even though it was Noilat Klape Michael Behema? Like Reb Shimon doesn't hold Mukta, like Reb Shimon that would agree by Dovashen Miskaven by Psik Reisha that it's Taka Osa. You just have to know in the Maskona that we're saying, even according to Reb Shimon, he agrees, if it's a Psik Reisha, the Loi Nichale, the Oruch says that Reb Shimon's din doesn't apply. It's not a Psik Reisha, but it's a Psik Reisha Loi Nichale. L'chore, if the Schita, like Rashi describes, is the Bein Etzbois of the Schita, not in the etzim cleaning the kinuach of the shulchan. It's dafka the handle and not having the handle. I mean the schita ben etzboisof l'choy that's l'nichalei.
Zog the Gemara hanigar inin the tamriya ameyaisa. If you have pits of dates, but what kind of dates? Ameyaisa, Armenian dates. So those are not edible for human consumption. They're edible, but they're not meant for human consumption. They're usually meant oimit for Michael Behema. So shorel etotlinu yilad bimetaltem on Shabbos. Why? Hoyl v'chazin agav imon. Since before Shabbos, there will be etzim roil l'maichel behema, meaning because of the tamarim themselves were roil l'maichel behema, so too the pits that have remnants of food on there are all roil l'maichel behema. So now that you have this date and you ate it on Shabbos and now you have the pit that remains, be'etzim was always roil l'maichel behema because even the date itself was roil l'maichel behema. So the date was roil l'maichel behema. So the date was Roy's who had in the pit, Agav Imoy, is Roy Lebehema. Mashenk in the Parsaiso, when you have this Persian, the Parsaiso Tmorim, those are better quality. Those are meant for Michael Odom. And Michael Odom, you don't need pits. And you don't feed behemoths Michael Odom. So Mela also, you can move the pits that you have, the remnants now after you ate it on Shabbos, you can't move these pits because you're not going to be metal to them on Shabbos because at the onset of Shabbos, they weren't loyal to Michael Behema. So it's Mukta, the pits are Mukta. Bishlema Army Yaisa, which were always loyal to Michael Behema. So when there was a date that was Roy L'Machal Behema, select in the date that the pit is also Agav Ima Roy L'Machal Behema. Mashenka Parsaisa, which is meant for human consumption, so the pits were never meant for animals, because you're supposed to eat the date and the pit is not supposed to eat. You're not meant for animal. You're not Michael Behema, Michael Odom. You're not going to feed an animal, Michael Odom. So Melahain that you have the pits, it's also, these pits are going to be also to move. So what's Daka the Eitz if you want to move these pits on Shabbos? Zog the Gemara, Shmuel metaltelu agav rifta. Shmuel, when he ate tomorrow on Shabbos, assuming they were pasaisa, so they're not roil l'machal behema. So how do you move the pits? How do you move the shells? How do you move the things that are not edible for human consumption? L'chore, you can't say machal behema because at the onset of Shabbos it wasn't meant for machal behema. Zog the Gemara, metaltelu agav rifta. He took a piece of bread. He took a loaf of bread. So Mamele, he didn't move them on their own. He moved them agav rifta, just like we had before. Kika betinuk, you can use agave mace, and you can be askovet mace. Or the Gemara wanted to say you can do it by other things also. So over here, that's what he did. So the chori kasha is the Gemara's maskona was that it only says by a mace. Shochach won't even help by other items. Only by kika tinuk we say. Only by mace we say kika and tinuk. So how did he use a kika and tinuk over here? So the pshat is because before we're talking about that you are carrying the muktzah directly, and you're putting the kicker on top. That we said is only mutter by a mace. That type of tiltel is only you mutter by a mace and not by other hefsid moments. You can't just put a kicker and tick on top of something that's mukta and be metaltel it. Over here we're talking about that you have these pits, so he placed it on a kicker and tinuk. Agav rifta means that the pits were on top of the kicker and the tinuk. So mainly you're not holding directly the mukta. Fakert, it becomes like the base. It's you're holding on to the kicker and tinuk. So then in Azar Oifen, it's takamuta. Now over here, if you're holding the het on the bottom, it doesn't become a boss's ledova osa because I placed it there in order to throw it out. That's an argument in Yisoy Dibishoyim say that something that's placed in order to be thrown, so what's below it doesn't become a boss's ledova osa. So here also, he placed the garinim on the kicker and the kicker and tinuk don't become a boss's for that dova osa because I placed it there in order to throw, and that's what it means. Agav rifta, because otherwise it's rare. Kika and tinuk is only matter by a mace.
Zog the Gemara, Shanam Shapa Simen, Shmuel Tamei, this Shmuel Shitosoi. The Omar Shmuel, Oy Sodom called Tzolka Bepas. That means you're allowed to be Mishtamash Bepas, even though it's not the regular Mais Achila that you're doing with the Pas. It's not called Bizoyna Oichlin, it's not called Bizoyna Pas. So because as long as it's not Nimas, so then you're allowed to use the Pas for other things. So we're also, you're using the Pas to transfer the Garinim. So a male also called Tzolka Bepas, and that's Shmuel Shitosoi. Zog the Gemara, Rabbe metaltelu agav lekone de mayo. Meaning, Rabbe, when he ate tomorrow and he had the pits, so what did he do with the pits? He used to carry a bucket of water. So he threw the pits out of his mouth directly. He spit them into this bucket of water. So Mamela, you're not be carrying the mukta directly. You're carrying the lekone de mayo. So Mamela, that would be the heter. Zog the Gemara, Rav Huna bereide Rav Yeshua over like a gav shereya. He made the pits goof into a graf shereya. Graf shereya allowed to move because it's disgusting. So Memela, he had a whole pile of garinim, or like a person has papitas, he has sunflower seeds. You have a whole pile, a heap of these shells. So it's nimas. So Memela, it's a graf shereya, is able to move it. So Rashi says, graf shereya, tsoivron the fun of ksheoicho atmorim, achini meses beinav until it becomes disgusting. V'noitlin oisa miponov ki graf shereya, v'noisa lebehema. Meaning the oilam, it's edible by animals. The problem was that the parsaisa, these type of tomorrow, the pits, were not edible, not meant for animal food at the onset of Shabbos. So lochar, it's muktzah, it's noilat for the animals. The teretz is, once it's a graf shereya, you're allowed to move it. So once you move it, you're allowed to take it, give it to the animals. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi Lameimav, Chi Oisin Graf Shereya Lechatchila. You're Gurim Lechatchila Graf Shereya. How you're letting this pile heap up in front of you? It's a B'dievik Adin. If you have a Graf Shereya, you're allowed to move it. But how did Rav Huna create the Graf Shereya that he made it into Graf Shereya Lechatchila? Zog the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Zoglu Belishnei. Rav Sheshes used to not take it with his hands, but rather he spit out the pits with his Loshen. Where did he spit it out? Zogt Rashi al Eiver HaShulchan, to the other side of the table. So like this, you have to touch it directly with his hands. So when you have a person spitting out shells of sunflower seeds, the papitas, it's the Hanog of Rav Sheshes, Zogt Lebelishnei. Zogt Gemara, Rav Popper, Zorek Lu Achor Amita, he threw Achor Amita, the Mita Zogt Rashi Shumeis Valel, he threw the pits similarly, behind the mita that he was masif, the bed that he was reclining and eating on. Zog the Gemara, Omgol of Zchaya ben Avkulas, Sheyemachse, Ponov Lachera Mita, he turned his head in the back of the mita that he was masif, Vizorkon, and he threw them over there, so likewise he didn't have to touch it directly. Now Tosfos says this hetzed of the Kana de Maya is even if you hold like a Yehuda, that he holds a muktzah, L'chatchila, you can do it because the shoni le ben hecha de efshel me'avet high tiltel me'etmol hecha de loy efshel. So here you could not have done it yesterday because you're eating today. So mela, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have this hetta. This is a svara we find in numerous places, but the hecha de efshel, the gemara daf chav tesa mebeis, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda and miskaven his mutter by a case of efshel kaponim, we see this yisoid the gabim muktzin other places a yisoid of efshel me'etmol. Hadan aloch noitel odem es benoi, hadan aloch noitel odem es benoi, hadan aloch noitel odem es benoi.